Yeah, so, let's see. Looking for something.
I mean,
I was very tired.
Okay.
Yep. So, let's see. Yeah, unfortunately, I haven't had any time this week to make any progress on what I needed to do. My main task was, one of the main tasks was to, rewrite the overview section to be more aligned with the call for proposals for XPS.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was, what else was the other thing? Is to, what is the, that is what I'm looking for. Yeah, and the other thing was to hype up what we're doing and maybe crystallize some above and beyond ideas that are very clear to the reviewer. That,
yeah.
And yeah, and I'm still thinking about that. It's not very clear to me what these above and beyond ideas are.
I'm not sure if.
And then the collaboration thing, which was the
mm-hmm.
which is probably easy to address. So that's what I still have on my to-do list, and it stays the same. Hopefully this week will be different. So Giri, we, you know, the discussion we had the other day, I don't know if that's, that helps any.
So the problem was clear. I haven't talked to your students yet.
I did talk to most of them.
I meant that I haven't talked to any of them about that specific problem, so I haven't really developed that thought any further.
Okay.
But I'll try and write that up, yeah.
Yeah. So I think we... Well,
by the
one,
time
I
we
think
meet
one
again,
of,
hopefully we'll have some better idea.
The thing is that I don't know how much we should add rather than replace. Right.
Yeah.
So if we add something new to the proposal, it has to serve a purpose. Which one of the main purposes I see is to somehow address how this proposal is very unique, right? And that would be one good reason to add more stuff here.
Right. So for that, we need the big picture in order to figure that out.
I think it's a catch 22. I mean,
if you had some other things, then you would change your big picture also.
Yeah.
But a lot of our things at this point are really made for, this is what we said even last time, they are made for a single processor kind of environment.
Not single processor.
Or at least...
single host.
Single
host. Potentially lots
Correct.
Of processors.
Correct.
Yeah.
What you want to do is to scale this up to a different level.
I'm not entirely sure if that would be
necessary or doable.
It may be doable, but the thing is that if we scale it up, then there we are opening ourselves to a lot more questions, and there are many more holes that the reviewers can poke because there's only so much space.
So the only scaling then you're thinking of is something that has a lot more cores.
Yeah, exactly. A lot more cores, and one of the parts of the call for proposals, they do talk about that. They do talk about single multi-core environments and how. You know, how scalability is a problem even there. So I would be more comfortable just to stick with one
what we have,
one host.
So
and
you
just
want to rehash more or less what we have
and in tune with the XPS call
and just talk about slightly scaling everything up to to larger numbers, that sort of thing.
We can talk about large number of cores. I don't know, Ming may have the latest numbers. Ming, what are the latest number of cores in that Intel is selling on in his system?
The number of cores is still less than 100.
It's less than
number 100. Of threads, so way more than.
You mean hardware threads?
Yeah.
Hardware threads.
Yeah. So, hardware threads, I don't know what caches hardware threads share and what they don't. They pretty much share everything, is that?
Right, they share everything, yeah. The only thing that they have, they would share all the caches, including the private caches.
So as far as the cache is concerned, it can't tell the difference, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, so having more, you know, having 200 hardware threads on 100 cores doesn't matter. It's just the 100 cores that matter in terms of sharing of the cache, right? But hardware threads means that the cache
The cores will have independent private caches, but the threads will be competing for even the private caches.
That's right. Yeah.
Sorry, say that again?
So each
core will have its own private caches.
Yeah.
But the hardware threads on the same core, they will be also sharing the private caches.
So some of the things that we wrote down in terms of what happens when we have two different kinds of workloads on sort of using the same cache, those questions are still very, very relevant.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, all of the questions that we have are still relevant, and they address the scalability within a single host. So the only challenge now is to write up the summary and the introduction so that it is very clear how the call is addressed by this proposal. And which aspects of scalability we are trying to address in this proposal. So Ming, do you have any updates at your end?
Well, I've started to read the literature, but I have not done with that yet.
There are also some pointers in the reviews.
Yes, that's what I'm starting with, yeah.
Okay.
And then I will also do the relevant conferences in the next year.
And I came across this one paper called the STEM. I don't know, STEM, have you read that paper, STEM?
STEM, how do you spell it?
STEM, it's Hong Jiang's paper.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I think
we certainly need to reference that and anything else that Hong Jiang is writing. This one, Spatio-Temporal Management of Capacity of Intra-Core Last Level Caches. You want this? I can keep this.
No, I don't want a hard copy. I'm going to be traveling tomorrow, so I'll take a soft copy.
Okay.
I'm sure
forward.
That's findable, right?
Yeah. If you do STEM on Google, you'll find it.
Sure.
So you prefer reading on your laptop?
No, but I'm traveling. Otherwise, sometimes I prefer a hard copy, but this weekend I probably won't have this. It goes to stem cell replacement.
No, you had to say stem cache.
I said that, stem cache.
Or you can say Hong Jiang. Stem Hong
Jiang.
Yes.
Found
it?
Yeah.
Okay, so what should we do? Let's continue working.
I'm not sure we can gain much by talking about it right now. That's
yeah.
That's what it seems like to me.
Right? I'm going to give, hopefully this this weekend I'll have a chance to rewrite the overview. And then I'll forward it to you guys for feedback. This weekend, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hopefully.
That's fine.
And Ming, if you have, you know, some collection of papers that you are finding, maybe you can share a Google Doc, and some of us can do reading as well.
Yeah, I will do that.
Yeah.
So what is my homework?
Your homework is, I don't know yet.
Okay, well, so I'll try and go back to the old report and see
old proposal.
What kind of scaling things would make sense over there. Where scaling would be.
Well, one thing which
add additional challenges to it.
One thing which you could do is maybe think about what is the, you know, completely new direction here that previous work hasn't addressed.
Hasn't addressed, yeah. Okay.
And we could also go back and look at some of the formulations to see if they can be improved. Think about that other new problem that we talked about on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And see if that can be included or not.
Okay.
And then we'll meet. You're out of town this weekend.
Yeah,
so we
I'll
can
be back on Sunday. Anyway, so we'll talk on Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Scheduled. Yeah. Tuesday is fine, Ming. Or do you want to meet on Tuesday or do you just want to meet on Thursday?
We'll meet on Thursday. And we can communicate via email.
Okay.
So let's meet on Thursday and we'll communicate via email.
Okay.
And you know, everyone is doing various things and hopefully we'll.
Cool.
You know, email is sufficient to move forward.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Okay.
All right.
See you, Ming. Bye.
Bye.
See you. Bye. Bye, Arjun.
Bye, Ming. Are you going to this lecture?